USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the heels of mass shootings that have rattled the nation, a man's in custody after causing a scare at a Springfield, Missouri Walmart. Reportedly, the man in his 20s was wearing body armor and military fatigues, carrying what police call a tactical rifle. It prompted a Walmart worker to pull the fire alarm, and the suspect then walked out an emergency door, where an off-duty firefighter held him at gunpoint until police officers responded and took him into custody. House Democrat Dick Durbin is in agreement with President Trump that former Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's case should be looked at, as Trump suggests he may commute Blagojevich's sentence.
It's clearly demonstrated he's guilty of wrongdoing in public office. He was convicted of that and sentenced and has paid a heavy price.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A number of Democrats running for president, speaking to members of the NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Miami, Florida. Vermont Senator Independent Bernie Sanders talking about the need for a universal health care system. Sanders asked about his plan to provide free college.
That program, making public colleges and universities tuition free and canceling all student debt, is about a $2.2 trillion cost over a 10-year period, which is a lot of money. How do we raise the money? Well, we raise the money by imposing a relatively small tax on Wall Street speculation. All right, Wall Street last year, the top six banks made $110 billion in profits. They were bailed out by the American people after they caused severe harm to our economy. They can afford a small tax. That tax will more than make up the cost of making all public colleges and universities tuition-free and canceling student debt.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A left-leaning organization warning foreigners not to travel here to the U.S.
The governments of several nations issued travel warnings to their citizens. Amnesty International is out with a travel warning to those around the world. The warning the organization has issued is telling people to use extreme caution if they're traveling in the United States because of what it says is rampant gun violence. Amnesty saying that gun violence is so prevalent in the U.S. that it amounts to a human rights crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An iconic album being celebrated.
Come together right now over me.
People are coming together today to celebrate the album Abbey Road. 50 years ago on August 8th, the Beatles took that famous crosswalk photo that became the cover of the album. There were Beatle impersonators and musicians paying tribute. The media was there and lots of impatient drivers because many people tried to recreate the photo with impersonators. The shot almost didn't happen. The original plan was to call the album Everest with a photo shoot at Mount Everest until Paul McCartney suggested an easier idea, naming the street outside the recording studio instead. The whole photo shoot took only 15 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.